Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative.
And I'm high-kicking all the way in the studio.
And you're pretty good, I have to say, girl, especially you get those little tight jeans on and all this. You're like, you are killing it.
Well, I don't know if you guys want to know the secret of these jeans, but these are the kinds that are called, they're the kind of jeans that actually stretch.
I'm waiting with the pen. Well, because when I just saw what you just did, the kick up to your forehead in jeans, I was like, wait a second.
They stretch, and so they're very forgiving. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you are getting your dancing chops on, too, just to digress back a little bit.
It's really interesting because, as Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority knows, I've been working with Swing Shift and the Stars and dancing. And Bonnie, after I'm done with this 4 months of dance, I'm going to want to get out of here.
Oh, and just chill.
Absolutely. Do you want to get out and not dance, or do you want to go and dance your way on a vacation?
Well, being that I'm not, if I don't have my partner who's telling me exactly what to do, I'm probably not going to want to not dance.
Oh, you're going to be great. We're all supporting and backing you there.
Well, thank you, Bonnie Pintozzi.
About vacation, too, and about choosing to dance or not dance, that's the thing about vacation.
Yes.
If you want to lay around all day, then you lay around all day. If you want to go dancing, you go dancing.
You have choices.
Go to lunch at 3 p.m. or midnight.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to have second breakfast, you have second breakfast.
That's right.
Or third or fourth.
That's the thing about vacation, though. You just take away all the things that hold you back in real life.
And this is a big time in travel.
It is. It's interesting because we actually have Labor Day sales in travel.
Really?
Yep. Several of the tour companies and especially the cruise lines have put these different pricing structures in place that are incredible. And so you get the opportunity if you're looking to, you know, do something still this year or even into next year with some of the pricing. So we have all these. They've been coming in constantly into our office. We have several clients who have already taken advantage of it, and it just started because all you have to do is make your reservation by the end of Monday and or September 5th, and you get to take advantage of these. And so that's on one cruise line. Then there's another one who's talking about the same thing. Look at all these four category upgrades for a Labor Day sale.
Ooh.
Plus special pricing.
Cruise upgrades,
exactly.
And you know what? Can I just say a word about cruise upgrades? Any cruise is great, no matter how you cruise, especially if you're into doing whatever there is at port, which many of us are. So it doesn't matter. You just sleep and take a shower in your room. But if you upgrade, it's a whole different ball game.
Well,
it's
like flying. And once you fly, especially business class or
first class,
especially on long destination haul, you don't want to go back because you know that special accommodations make a difference.
Well, and this is why I never go there because I'm a firm believer in not getting my hopes up ever. So I'm okay with status quo. I don't ever want to get to see what's on the other side of the fence.
You should, though.
You should experience it. Look how adventurous you are right now. Swing Ship with the Stars.
Tell me.
Who would have thought? That takes a lot of guts to do that.
Well, here's the thing about first class, though, flying, and sometimes they offer upgrades with that. You're comfortable. You're taking a nap. Somebody covers you with a blanket, and then all of a sudden you smell cookies baking.
Oh my! It's like being at mom's house.
They're baking in an oven up in the thing in front of you.
So there are cookies behind the curtain that I don't know about.
So now you need to take that extra step and figure that one out, and we'll help you do that.
Well,
trust
for
me.
Crying out loud, if there are cookies.
You know, we have Trafalgar with us a lot. And I'm just looking at some of the things they're coming across with some, you know, advanced purchases for 2017, some great, you know, value added, some 2016 pricing. I mean, everything is out there. We're seeing it every single day. Or if you do something outside of the cruises. I mean, the tour companies are getting there, and they're making a huge difference. I will tell you that that's kind of the Labor Day sales and the early September sales, but there's something phenomenal that happens when school starts.
Yes, as every parent out there.
As every parent knows, but it's all of a sudden you get everybody back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And
A schedule.
But the conversation drifts to, have you booked your winter or spring vacation yet? Where are you guys going? You know, we might think about going with you, things like that. And as we know, that family vacation is always a wonderful experience. You know, those happy, memories filled, multi-generation if that happens. But vacations, Crystal and Colleen knows this for sure, but you, we may have to convince, are good for the mind, the body, and the spirit. So you can't deny all those bonds, those connections, those memories, but it's good for you, okay?
Well, and a good vacation is good for the mind, the body, and the spirit. A bad vacation will put you into therapy.
Possibly, but you can't go forward in the world thinking they're going to happen that
way. Right, that's true.
I mean, there's some uncontrollable things that happen, but quite simply, this is when everyone starts really getting serious about the vacation schedule.
And I think what I mean by that is that all of the people who have ever taken that sort of that familiar family vacation where it's mom and dad in the car and the kids are in the back and they're screaming and dad's going through McDonald's drive-thru and only ordering himself a black coffee kind of thing. And it's just horrible and
saying
horrendous.
Never again.
And turning this car around after every point. And then you go to see like the, I don't know, I'm not taking this from experience at all, but I am. You go see these museums where they're not designed for children at all. And then you're going, this is awful. But if you bring the kids into the experience, that's where the memories are made.
That's where the memories are made. And that's what's different, I think, about, you know, as a child, we did the car trips.
Mm-hmm.
And we did things like that. Went to the Jersey Shore,
oh, yeah.
The South Jersey Shore. Okay. But at this stage of what we're looking at, so much has changed in travel.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at the millennials, for instance, and I look at where they're going and the adventures and the different things that they're doing, and they're bringing their children on earlier, these are generations that have grown up traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the differences out there.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones that were not in the back of the station wagon, I'll tell you that. Hi, Don, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you this. I'm interested right now. In fact, I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Take the boat out of Boston, go up through the Maritimes, but it drops you off in Quebec, or the reverse of it starts in Quebec and drops you off in Boston. How do you get back from Quebec to Boston? I'm looking at railroad, I'm looking at bus lines. But is there any convenient way of doing that?
Well, there's depending on where you're going, where you're going to be, but we would look at the itinerary and really kind of come up with the best way to get you there. But did you fly? They're having you fly in and out of Boston?
No, I drive. I drive into New York all the time.
Oh, so okay.
I just park the car in Boston, catch the boat, and then go to Quebec and then try and get back to Boston to pick up the car.
Well, there's got to be ways to do that it would involve the best form of transportation. And, Don, if you want to send me something a little bit more about what you're planning, we'll take a look at it and make some recommendations for you.
Okay. It's just not an easy. I mean, I found the railroad and I found the going out of Quebec to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you don't know where it's going to drop you off in Boston, how far it's going to be from the car again.
Well, we would figure out that stop. So that we can help you plan that.
Okay. All right, good enough.
Thanks,
right,
Don.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned, Labor Day weekend is a big weekend for some sales, especially with the cruise lines. What are we talking about here? What kind of deals? And we did mention the four category upgrades, but what are we talking destination specific in some of these instances?
Some of them are destination specific. There's a broad range of them, but it really can be actually sometimes it'll be the second person goes free.
Ooh.
Those things are out there.
What if you have four people? Does that mean two people go free?
Well, you just have to figure out.
Two sets of second people.
Yeah, depending on what your accommodations are looking like. Are you all in the same cabin or are you in two different cabins?
You need a Bonnie Pintozzi so you can do
things.
That. Yes.
But the travel industry is just a multitude of questions. And I know that the traveler today or just anyone who has even remotely traveled, even by our old standards and when we do our car travel with the family, people are a lot more educated. The internet is an excellent form to get them educated, but we're finding more and more people saying, I want that travel person out there to help. And, you know, we can talk about all the reasons to do that and everything like that. But the bottom line is, do you really want to spend all that time thinking you found something? And I think it's a proven fact that if you go in and look at a trip, you could wind up spending 4 hours or more just trying to figure it all out. Or do you want somebody to come in, certainly with the opportunity that knows the industry, that knows what's out there? And it's not for us a transaction. I know that kind of sounds like a strange thing to work with a client. Mm. It's not a transaction. It's us finding out what you want to do. Because, Crystal, if you came to me and said, okay, I have always wanted to do this, so how do we make that breath-exciting thing happen, and you take that trip that you never, ever thought you'd take?
Yeah. And where are those trips going into 2017? You know, I have this question every time the Olympics comes around, the Summer Olympics, which is, every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So we think about... We see this beautiful countryside, wherever it is, this year being in Rio, and I wonder if that impacts travel after the fact. So if people were watching the Olympics and they see Rio, are they now going, well, let's go to Brazil next time?
Right, and people looking at it are saying, I want to go for the destination as opposed to I want to go for the Olympics. Because anytime you have a huge event, I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, I don't care if it's anything, the destination is going to be a little bit pricier. Because that's a special event. But now we've had the beautiful scenery. We've seen everything going on. Absolutely a beautiful destination to go to. But these deals and these different things are worldwide. There's a lot in the United States. What we're finding out is people have made some decisions to decide, maybe I want to stay a little closer to home. Maybe that's where I want to go. And there's so much out there that's being offered.
So recently I read a list from the U.S. Tour Operators Association, which, because, you know, that's just my light reading for the weekend.
Sure,
Bonnie,
nothing else
course.
To do. Go for it.
And I was reading about the top emerging off-the-beaten-path destinations. So you're talking about Cuba, which is huge no matter what, because it was something that was really difficult to travel to Cuba before.
Right.
Now it's getting a little easier. Another one that really, Iceland, you and I have talked about before.
Oh, absolutely, Iceland.
Colombia, we've talked about before. Ethiopia is becoming, it was listed as number 5 as the off-the-beaten-path travel destinations, one of the top ones. And I thought, wow, why are people going to Ethiopia?
Never would have guessed.
Never would have guessed Ethiopia.
Because
they can.
And people are looking for things that are different. They're looking off that beaten path. Mm-hmm. They can get more merged in the country. They can take a vacation where you're actually helping to do something in a destination.
That's the question.
That's extremely popular. Giving back, being there, helping to build something, doing something differently, learning how they do some farming and other things that they do.
Yeah.
You would be surprised how many travelers are looking at eco-friendly destinations, places where they can really look at that environment and learn things from it, but also participate.
And the volunteerism, too, that's become a huge, and that's not something that I usually, when you think of vacationing, you don't always think of volunteering, but especially because of Cuba, when you do go visit Cuba, you have to learn about the culture. It's part of your, of the requirement
to go.
You're mandated to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are looking that in other areas as well. In Ethiopia, apparently, that's becoming very popular.
Absolutely. And there's more and more. There's more and more destinations that are so far off the beaten path. And you sit there and you go, well, can I lay on a beach? Well, if you're looking for that type of vacation, you need to actually let us help you identify the destination. What's going to be out there to do?
Because you're probably not going to lay on a beach in Ethiopia. But in Iceland, this is the other thing, that you and I talked about this a number of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought, Iceland, Really? But it is the biggest appeal right now is because of all of those natural things. You have the glaciers and the volcanoes and the hot springs and the northern lights and these natural wonders. And people think, I want to go see all that. But that is not going to be the vacation maybe for everybody if you're taking the family on a right. on a spring break or something.
Not necessarily. And we've interviewed Gordon from Hurtigruten several times here. And they are an amazing organization mm-hmm. with their vessels and their adventures and the things that they do. But Iceland, we have Sarah in our office who has been there. And so she loves when clients come in and say, hey, is there anyone that I can talk to about Iceland? They sit down with her and they go over all that. And they're just different places to go. Non-traditional.
You know, when we were, obviously all year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National mm-hmm. Park Service, and, you know, we're blessed in Michigan to be right in the backyard of mm-hmm. the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, which is actually one of the most popular national parks. But some of the less popular parks, I mean, everybody knows Yellowstone, and they all try to aspire to be there. But it's really interesting that one of the least traveled national parks is actually Isle Royale mm-hmm. in Michigan. And we were talking about Antarctica. Antarctica, the number three on the list, right. is in the middle of Lake Superior. And you wouldn't think that you would need, even for us in Michigan, a travel agent to get up there, but you might.
Oh, you do. I mean, we get calls all the time. Can you help us with Michigan? Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Pure Michigan has done an incredible job, as we've had Kevin Klein on. People are recognizing us from around the world, but sometimes closer to home, like you said, we don't think to do some of these things. And we have that natural beauty right here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the top destinations for travel is and continues to be Alaska.
Yes.
And you are an Alaskan expert. You've been there a number of times.
I love Alaska.
Fan. Mm-hmm. I could totally envision you just staying there for the rest of your life.
Possibly at certain times of the year.
Well, it's interesting. A friend of the show, actually, she is working as at an animal shelter in Haines, mm-hmm. Alaska right now, mm-hmm. Taking over. And she's actually an animal expert here in northern Michigan. And she says she loves this, like, very small town atmosphere, feels a lot like Northern Exposure, that she's like, I think I could stay here forever. And mm-hmm. it takes a certain kind of person to live in Alaska year round. But what I thought was interesting about Alaska is that it is several of the national parks are not very well traveled. People are not mm-hmm. visiting them like they're visiting Alaska.
Exactly. I think we get caught up, and there's nothing wrong with this, by taking a cruise tour, cruising mm-hmm. up the inside passage
the
or
best.
Cruising down the inside passage, getting that familiar sights and sounds of Alaska. And then certainly if you have the time, extend that and do the tour side of it, because mm-hmm. that really takes you within Alaska. But you're only seeing a small part of Alaska. It's vast. It's incredible. And I love some of these TV programs that are really focused in on these people living in remote locations. But if you see the Talkeetna, you see those small areas, and then understand how the hikers and how all that happens on Denali. I mean, it's an amazing view of a destination that's so vast that it would take multiple visits and extended ones to see it all.
You know, now that we're on the conversation of the national parks, this year on December 7th, actually, the National Park Service and the U.S. Navy is going to host this commemorative ceremony on the island of Oahu mm-hmm. because it's the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Right.
And for so many people, including myself, this would be one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Can people call you now
yes.
and say, you know, I'd like to be a part of that on December 7th?
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing. Hawaii has been extremely popular this year. More and more people going to it. And they want to see some of the multiple islands, but a stopping point flying in, like, for instance, is Oahu. Mm-hmm. It's a great area. You can get around that island and see so many different things. But yes, to answer that, absolutely, we can help.
And Hawaii in December is going to be gorgeous anyway.
I love it. It's gorgeous
it's
anytime.
It's gorgeous all the time.
Right.
Yeah, what am I
exactly.
about?
Probably there's a storm I know approaching right now, but, you know, that happens around the world.
Right.
You can't control that stuff.
One of the last things I wanted to ask you about is this year, And I know we're only August 31st right now. We still have a lot of the year left, but we have experienced a lot of terrorism around the globe. We have experienced terrorism specifically in some very high traffic, high tourist areas. And we have the Zika virus. Has that, or do you foresee that continuing to be a factor in decision making as people plan for their travel?
It's an interesting question, and one that there's a lot of documentation out in our industry from cruise lines, tour companies, individuals, surveys. But the bottom line is when you look at the World Travel and Tourism Council, it really depends on the factors of whether or not a certain destination, a certain company, if that's the stability of the country, whether the attack was aimed at tourists and the government response. There's a lot of factors that go in, but travelers are pretty resilient. I mean, we did a survey in our office recently to find out what have we seen. People coming in and changing their destinations? No, not necessarily. What we have seen is maybe a little bit of a decrease, and I would tell you that probably, I would say Brussels is probably down considerably based on a lot of the things that are going on. But where Dublin and Shannon, Ireland are way up. Iceland is way up. Athens, Greece is way up in tourism. So people are starting to move to other places like Lisbon, Portugal, or to Amsterdam, the Netherlands. All of these are up in the percentages of what they've seen year over year. But people are still going to Europe. They're still doing the destinations where they feel is safe as well. And when you ask me the difference also with the Zika virus, I think when that first hit, the media did a really good job of letting people know at least what they knew at that time. So it's hit probably a certain segment, you know, as they've been talking about, but it hasn't impacted everyone. Now, time will tell as this kind of moves on as well.
I know we're running out of time here, but I don't want to forget about Fred for a final question here. Fred, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Bonnie. Is there different fares for the younger people for spring break? Is there a different fare rate?
Not necessarily. Depending on if there's a charter available, then that would be across the board for the family itself. But there's not children's fares. What you do find are children's rates for the land accommodations.
I see. So we were planning, we have a place to stay in Florida, Anna Maria Island, but need to get down there. And I called about rates the other day, talked to an agent, and it was just flat. No, there isn't. This is the fare.
Well, flexibility happens, and I have to tell you, Anna Maria Island is my favorite place in Florida. Have visited it numerous times. Have quite a few friends. Fred, give me a call. We'll take a look at it for you. How's that sound?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and absolutely you can get in touch with Bonnie Pintozzi at the Travel Authority or any of the other agents who are definitely well-equipped to get you wherever it is that you want to go. Bonnie, it's always such a great opportunity to talk to you, and I love talking potpourri travel.
I love that.
It smells good.
It does, and we get that opportunity to interact with our listeners, too.
Yes, I love that. To get in touch with the Travel Authority or just see what they're all about, go to thetravelauthority.com. Bye, Bonnie.
Thank you, Crystal.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Today, our guest is Linda Dean, Vice President, Retail Operations for the Travel Authority, who recently returned from cruising Region 7 Seas Explorer, being called the most luxurious ship ever built. Linda will tell us all about the extraordinary features, the tiny details that make even the most discerning passenger exceptionally happy. Linda, welcome to Travel Talk.
Thank you, Bonnie.
First, I know we're going to thank you after this numerous times for sharing that firsthand Region 7 Seas Explorer firsthand experience. So let's begin with the Region 7 Seas Explorer. And, you know, why is it being called the most luxurious ship ever built, taking us from when you first walked on board?
Walking on board is such a unique experience. The Explorer is just the perfect size ship. It can accommodate 750 passengers, 542 crew members, and consists of 10 decks. With the high staff-to-guest ratio, it allows for extraordinary service by the staff. Throughout the ship, every time you sail, you felt like you were the only ones around. There was never crowds, whether you went to a restaurant, whether you went walking down the hall, if you were enjoying the venues. It never felt crowded. So even though it's a smaller ship, there was plenty of space for everybody to accommodate and just take nice leisurely strolls. Talking about some of the features of the ship, the ship features more than an acre of granite, an acre of marble, and almost 500 chandeliers. And then also 2,500 pieces of artwork, from beautiful pieces of Murano glass sculptures that are in the lobby entry to works of art by masters such as Pablo Picasso and Marc Chagall. And these were all personally selected by Frank Del Rio, who's a huge art and food aficionado. With all the top features and impeccable service and world-class dining, they just deliver such a luxurious experience that feels so extraordinary, and you feel totally pampered and spoiled all the time on the ship. To tell you a little bit about the cabins, all of their cabins are designed as suites, and they're much larger than most ships, with a very spacious feel, especially the balconies, which are especially large, ranging from 55 to 994 square feet. Some of the features that are standard to all of their suites are their European elite slumber beds, their quiet closed drawers and doors, and I especially like the USB charging stations and the bedside outlets that can accommodate both European and U.S. voltage devices. They feature marble and stone detailing the bathrooms and on the surfaces like desks and bars. And in most of the categories, which we had one, contained a large soaking tub as well as a very spacious shower in the bathroom. Long vanity with double sinks, something you rarely see on ships, and plenty of storage space. There was a huge walk-in closet with plenty of hanging space, drawers, a safe, and shoe racks. I'd like to have a closet that size at my house. There's a separate sitting area that has a love seat that's kind of oversized, not quite as large as a sofa, though, and an oversized coffee table that provides ample space if you decide you want to do in-room dining. And on the other side of the sitting area, there are built-in shelves that have glass fronts on them with glasses for drinking water or sodas, also champagne glasses and wine glasses. And they also have a large flat-screen TV that you can see easily from the sitting area or from the bed area. They also have a privacy curtain that can be pulled to separate the sitting area from the bedroom area if desired. And refrigerated mini bars are restocked daily with water, sodas, and beers. And the penthouse and above suites feature wet bars that are fully stocked with all the alcohol and mixers that you could desire.
You just described a cabin that most of us and people who have cruised numerous times have never experienced. This is something that if I was to walk in, I would just go, wow, because it has all those things that we look at. You know, think about the size, think about the amenities, you know, the soaking tubs and things like that. It is an experience. It's not just, hi, I'm going to stay here and, you know, sleep, and I'm going to do all these other things. You actually start from day one becoming a part of that vessel.
Absolutely, and this was really just an entry-level category. At the top end, they have a Regent suite that's a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath suite with over 2,917 square feet. They have artwork by Picasso, a $250,000 Steinway piano, a Savoir mattress costing $90,000, and a full view of the sea from the bed. And the master bathroom, oh my God, you've got to see it to believe it. It's got its own in-suite spa service area, as well as double vanities, a sauna. I mean, just you have to see it to believe it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, the people that are in the studio here that are, you know, helping us record this are looking at me and just smiling and just shaking their heads like, that exists on a cruise ship? My goodness, what a difference.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot of other differences, so we will kind of move on to some of our favorite things like dining. And there is quite a bit to talk about on this ship.
This is an area where Regent really excels. They have a variety of choices on the menu. Their food quality and service are outstanding throughout all of their dining venues. Their two main restaurants are Compass Rose, which is open for lunch and dinner, and La Veranda and Settemare, which is a portion of La Veranda that opens at night for Italian casual dining. Compass Rose is their largest dining room, and it's decorated with ocean themes of blues and whites and grays and mother of pearl on the columns. Their most impressive feature, though, is their massive blue crystal and glass chandelier with hundreds of blue crystal droplets. You have to just look at it every single time you go in there. It's just unbelievable. The restaurant features a standard selection of menu choices that are available every day, as well as an equal number of choices that change daily. Some of the menu choices or items were also popular in their specialty restaurants. You have to try the miso glazed sea bass, which comes from their Pacific Rim restaurant. They're open for breakfast and for dinner. The choices, I opened the menu and there must have been 30 things on the menu to choose from. I was like, where do I start? So many choices. The Veranda is their buffet restaurant, and it's open for breakfast and lunch, but it's not like any other buffet you've ever seen at sea. They have an abundance of choices at every meal, with many seafood options, as well as carving stations, deli offerings, soup, salads, and freshly grilled burgers, brats, fish, and lamb chops, and a pasta station. Every day, there were large prawns, always in abundance on the buffet. At night, they close a portion of La Veranda and change it into Settemare, where you can have an option of Italian buffet, or you can order off the menu as well. So for night, you want to go a little bit more casual. Then let's talk about their specialty restaurants. Their first one is their infamous steakhouse, which is Prime 7, one of the best chop houses at sea. And with the high-quality meats, which are expertly prepared, you're just going to love it there. Their entrees are very large, so they're really good to share their appetizers because you want to save plenty of room for their meat dishes. And the most popular dishes there are their prime rib, their wonderfully tender filet mignon, and their surf and turf, which you can get a filet with a choice of either a lobster tail or king crab legs. So what's not to like about that?
Well, Linda, we have now just listened to something that I think all of our mouths are watering at this point in time, trying to think about what our dining experience is going to be next. But at the same time, the Regent has given everyone that flexibility. It's incredible offers. I know I'm looking at some things as well, and we'll continue talking a little bit more about the dining experience. But at the same time, if I'm on a special diet or if I have special needs, my assumption is that's a very easy thing for the ship to accommodate, correct?
Absolutely. All you have to do is let them know in advance, and they can accommodate any special dietary needs that you might have.
All right. So let's continue on the dining experience because, you know, we're already hungry, so let's continue going for it.
Sure. The next specialty restaurant is Chartreuse, which is designed to feel more like a Parisian cafe. It's got a little bit more feminine vibe than Prime 7, which is designed more like an edgy gentleman's club. The French food is prepared with a more modern flair, and this is a new specialty restaurant for Regent. I like that most of the tables were small, 2 to 4, with just a few that could accommodate 8 guests if you had some larger parties. They're open on all the sea days, and they rotate back and forth between Prime 7 and Chartreuse for dining during lunchtime on port days. They have the same lunch menu every day, but then their dinner menus change. But they always have some of their standard French dishes, like coquille Saint-Jacques sea scallops and their beef ribs with seared foie gras. In their specialty restaurants in Prime 7 and Chartreuse and also Pacific Rim, which I'll talk about in just a minute, they do require reservations, which you can either make in advance of your getting on board, or you can also make them once you get on board as well. The next specialty restaurant on Regent, another one that's new to the Explorer, is the Pacific Rim, which is their Pan-Asian restaurant. You can't miss this restaurant as you're strolling through the ship with its 6,000-pound broadcast prayer wheel, inspired by traditional Tibetan Buddhist prayer wheels. This wheel features sayings of wisdom rather than prayers. They're open for dinner only, and they serve Asian food featuring items from Japan, China, Thailand, Korea, and Vietnam. And portion sizes there allow for a variety of samplings without feeling guilty. The beef tataki appetizer and spring rolls were favorites among our groups, but not to be missed there is the miso glazed black cod wrapped in a jojoba leaf. You'll never forget that dish. You'll be talking about it forever. And no detail was ignored in this restaurant, from the dresses worn by the servers, which featured the same color palette as the dishes, to the brass chopstick holders. Just fabulous. Really a unique experience. But if you're looking for something a little more casual, check out the Pool Grill on Deck 11, featuring breakfast and lunch daily. And they have a lot of the same entrees as in La Veranda, with some regional specialties added at lunch as well. They always have burgers and pizza, Cuban sandwiches and chicken wings, and, of course, don't forget the fries. So if you're looking to dine by the pool and not have to, you know, get dressed a little more, it's a great opportunity. Also on each cruise, Explorer hosts a poolside nighttime barbecue at least once during each cruise, but it's not your typical barbecue. It's a full-blown meat and seafood extravaganza featuring seafood options such as jumbo prawns, king crab legs, and lobster tails. But for the meat lovers, there's also beef ribs, turkey roast, salad, sides, and abundance of dessert choices to top off the menus. They also have waiters and waitresses that are strolling around serving their signature drinks during dinner while entertainers provide live music. They also have a small area called the cafe. It's just a little casual venue where you can sit and have a coffee or a tea or a specialty coffee drink. And in the morning, if you wanted to sleep in and you might have missed breakfast, they have an assortment of cold breakfast options. And in the afternoon, it's a great place to grab a cookie as you're strolling by. But if you're feeling tired or just want to enjoy a quiet evening in your cabin, one of the best perks on Regent is their room service. You can choose from a set menu throughout the day, but in the evening you can enjoy dinner from Compass Rose. You choose from the menu choices that evening, and you're served in your cabin course by course. Now tell me, where else can you get that kind of service?
Nowhere.
And it was so spectacular the way they do it. I had room service for breakfast one morning. We had a really early excursion. They come in, they set the tray over on the buffet area. They open out a white linen tablecloth, set your table with silverware and glasses and nice dishware, and then serve your meal like you were in a restaurant. So you can have that same service for dinner, and they'll come and serve you every course one by one and not just, you know, plop a tray down in your room. So it was really a unique experience.
Linda, you described eating out by the pool, doing something a little bit more casual. Some of our listeners might be asking, you know, what is it like? What would I need to take as far as clothing for some of the dinners and things like that? What did you experience on board?
After 6 p.m., they prefer not to have anyone with shorts or bathing attire in the public areas. But for dinner, really just long pants, a collared shirt, and a sport coat for gentlemen. For ladies, they can wear pants, skirts, dresses. It's what they call elegant casual or country club casual. So it's not formal. Unless they're cruising for more than 12 nights, there's not even a formal night on board. If people want to dress up, they certainly can, but it's not required. During the day, it's clothing, depending on the weather. You might be in shorts and a t-shirt, or you might be in slacks and a sweater. And, of course, bathing attire out by the pool, but not in any of the dining areas. So it's really, they've really toned down the dressiness of the ships to where people can be more comfortable, because they understand now with traveling with a lot of luggage and the weight restrictions, it makes it more difficult to bring all those extra items for, you know, formal nights.
And Linda, that's perfect, because I know more and more people prefer that than the glitz and everything of yesteryear or so forth. Okay, now I've experienced all this dining, and, you know, I think I should maybe get to a fitness center, maybe jog around the Explorer. What offers are out there for me now to take advantage of that?
The Explorer has a lot of fitness options. I know people are more into taking care of themselves these days. So they offer a jogging track, a fitness center, a spa, several pools, one of which is an infinity pool off the back of the ship, which is just spectacular. Or if you're more into reading, they have a library with hundreds of books, a card room, of course the boutiques for shopping. Something I liked was they had self-serve complimentary laundrettes on all of the passenger decks, as well as a full-service laundry for a fee. And be sure and check out their jigsaw puzzle table. Every time you walk by, people just add a few more pieces, and then once it's completed, they take it away and they bring out a new puzzle. That was something I'd never seen on any other ship.
What a great way to meet people as well, is in getting involved in a puzzle, just conversation, things like that. You're right, Linda. I've never seen that on another ship.
Absolutely.
So now we have our foodie guests. And there's enrichment offerings on Regions programs. Can we kind of describe that? I want to learn something here.
This is part of Regents Enrichment Offerings. It's a state-of-the-art culinary center. It has 18 individual workstations where you can learn a variety of cooking techniques as well as how to fix some new dishes, and these are all led by a professional chef. I had the opportunity to experience that on board another ship with the same chef, actually, and it was just a really unique experience. We learned how to make paella and sangria. Not only will you learn how to cook some of the new dishes, but you also get to feast on the fruits of your labor. There is a small charge for these classes, but it's very reasonable, and they offer incredible culinary tours as well, called Gourmet Explorer Tours. But be sure and book fast, because they do sell out quickly.
Well, Linda, you've taken courses, and are you now that foodie at home that you're able to make some of these since your return?
I actually have made a few of the dishes, and they actually were quite good. So, yes, I did learn, and the chefs are just so fabulous. And on their gourmet tours, they'll take you through the marketplace and talk about the different foods and talk about how they go into the markets and select fresh fruits and vegetables and items for the dinners on board the ship that night. So it really is a special experience.
We always talk about that real region difference. So let's talk about that, because that really makes them stand out as a company and a cruise line and things that they really believe in.
I think that's what makes Regent really unique and why they have such a high guest satisfaction and repeat guest number, because they really is such an all-inclusive nature to their cruise experience. When you're on their ships, their cruises include their premium alcohol, beer, wine, bottled water, soda and sports drinks, all of your gratuities, all of your entertaining, your dining, including specialty restaurants, which is really unusual. And they do guarantee that you'll be able to eat at least once in each restaurant on your cruise. Unlimited Wi-Fi. Now, how important is that to all of us these days? Mm-hmm. And you can use their thermal suite in the spa, even if you're not having a spa treatment. And then something that's really pushes this over the top, I believe, is their unlimited shore excursions. You really get to experience all their ports. They had several different excursions in each port of call that were all complimentary, and then they have a few on occasion that there's an upcharge that you can also purchase a more unique experience. And they also include airfare, and beginning in 2017, you'll be including business class airfare for U.S. passengers on the international portion of the flight. Now, if that's not setting the tone for your cruise, I don't know what is, because who wants to arrive at their cruise port and be tired from, you know, sitting in an economy class seat? So that really just puts them over the top. I can just promise you that if you cruise on Regent, it'll be an unforgettable experience that you'll want to come home and share with all your friends and family. But you'll also be dreaming about where you're going to go on your next one that you take with Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
I think we're all dreaming. We're all thinking about all the food. We're all thinking about everything that they provide. And Linda, you just shared with us why you really can have it all. Every wish, every whim, every want with Regent Seven Seas Cruises. That experience you had, and thank you for sharing that with us. But I'm going to take advantage of having you on the show to switch to another topic that's very near and dear to our hearts, okay? Let's talk about identity protection for travelers. And Linda, this is something that we feel strongly about as a company, and we're talking with our clients. You really shouldn't leave home without it. I mean, that's a saying that we've gone years talking about, but it's also something to maintain when you're not traveling. So let's start this one off, and I'll let you do that.
Identity theft is really a hot topic these days, and it's so important to protect our identity with everything out there on the internet these days. And, you know, travelers are 5 times more likely to be victims of identity theft than the average person. So that's something to really keep in mind if you are a frequent traveler. When you use Generali Identity Theft, they monitor not only your identity, but your credit monitor. They look for suspicious activity and alert you if they see anything. And then, you know, God forbid something does happen, you know, they do help you to resolve the situation, and they provide personal case managers to help you. They also provide digital privacy protection, something I really like because I do travel with my laptop frequently for work. And they put a scrambler on there. So if somebody's trying to see my keystrokes, that what I'm typing in is not what they're seeing. It's completely scrambled with letters and numbers that make absolutely no sense to anyone. And another feature I really like, because I do have their identity theft protection program, is their online dashboard. So every month I get a report that tells me if there's any kind of suspicious activity, you know, what your credit is, and if there's been any phishing attempts on my laptop, or if there's any websites that were suspicious. They also have $1 million identity theft insurance in the event that you should have a theft. And this would help to reimburse you for any out-of-pocket expenses that are related to the recovery process that you have to go through when you are a victim of identity theft.
And Linda, I know that when we've talked about it, and we've talked about it with our clients, it is the easiest thing in the world for someone. You're using a public Wi-Fi. You're sitting in an airport, and you're holding a boarding pass. You'd be surprised what information's in that scan. And there are people out there that are driven to find ways in which just to look over your shoulder to something you think is very innocent as you're holding it in your hand, or you're in a public Wi-Fi area thinking, well, no one's looking at this stuff, and they get into it. And it is amazing, and it's actually frightening to think how easy it can be for them to get into it.
Absolutely. We all have so many apps on our phone these days and on our iPads and on our laptops. Generali actually suggests that you take a lot of your apps off that you don't need when you're traveling, like your banking apps, so that if somebody were to steal your phone or steal your laptop, they wouldn't have as easy an access into your records. But you just can't be too careful, because when we're traveling, we're out of our natural element. So many times we're traveling with too many credit cards, or we're not cognizant of what's going on around us. So we're just not as careful as maybe we should be sometimes. So definitely you want to leave anything, you know, in the safe in your cabin, you know, or in your room if you're at a resort. And don't carry anything with you that you don't absolutely need. But, you know, having theft protection is a peace of mind that, you know, is worth every penny. And their policies are so reasonable. There's no reason that everybody can't take advantage of this protection.
And we offer this as the Travel Authority. We offer these protection programs. We offer it a type of package, whether it's a single, a couple, or a family. Our travel consultants have been trained in this product so that they can easily explain that to our clients. And it's one of those things, and when I talk about the fact, we say, okay, when you're traveling, but this is good on a year-round basis, because the opportunity for someone to look over your shoulder or sit next to you on an airplane and have a device that they can all of a sudden get into your computer, we don't think about that. We're, you know, it's an unsuspecting type of program. So I'm glad you went over this with everyone, but I highly encourage our listeners to get in touch with our agents at the Travel Authority so we can really help you with this.
Absolutely, Bonnie, and they can also visit our website at thetravelauthority.com, and we have a link there to Generali Global Assistance Travel Theft Protection there if they wanted to read more about the specifics of exactly what they do provide.
Well, it's fun because last week we had Richard on board, who heads up the Travel Authority Outdoor financial area regarding foreign currency. And a lot of people say, well, I just need to take my debit card over there and just take care of business. And, you know, that's an easy thing for me to do. And but you'd be surprised the fallacy of identity theft when you're someone standing behind or near you also with your debit card exposed.
Absolutely. You know, while it is easy to use debit cards and there's a lot of banking facilities, many times you're not getting the best exchange rate, mm-hmm. for one thing. But also, even in the States, we experience where they put skimmers on the machines, or somebody steals your card and they've watched you enter your code. So you just can never be too careful. So it's always nice to have foreign currency with you, especially for your small purchases. You just want to bottle of water, you want to buy some postcards or, you know, a souvenir. It's much easier to just have foreign currency with you.
Well, we don't want to end on what I would say. Someone might say, oh, I don't want to travel, identity theft. That's not the case. There are ways to protect yourself. But I also want to end our interview with a little bit of information about you and also about the Travel Authority, in case some of our listeners may not know. Linda, your leadership is amazing. You are an industry leader, and you help to also become that you're on boards and everything of different cruise lines, tour companies, and the industry in general. You help to shape what's going on in the industry, and you are also a voice that the industry listens to. So with that, it's really an exciting opportunity to be a part of all this with you. But, you know, under that leadership today, the Travel Authority, an outdoor company, and the largest American Express travel representative in the United States, we're able to offer a full array of personal services, including that vacation travel, corporate travel management, online travel, meeting and incentives, with 24/7, 365-day support. So, led by your example, and not to embarrass you, but I'm going to do it anyway, you inspire all of us as travel consultants to continue to be passionate, hardworking individuals, and dedicated to our craft. So with that, I want to say thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763. For more information. Aruba, Jamaica. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo. Aruba, Jamaica.